This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Sound Science, geriatrician Ted Johnson discusses new ideas on aging, what they mean to our health and well-being, and how Americans define who's old and who isn't. Ted Johnson.
There are a couple of different ways that a society might decide who is older. In some ways, we've decided on age 65 as being older because that's kind of written into our legislation about Social Security.
But another way to characterize old, Johnson says, is to look at what age people begin to have difficulties being self-sufficient.
A lot of that's wrapped up in what we call functional status, and we even have little measures for functional status that are called activities of daily living. And the basic activities of daily living are dressing and bathing and eating and toileting, and usually the first basic activity of daily living that you would lose as you became older and more frail would be bathing.
In fact, frailty itself is a sign of aging. Moving slowly, weight loss, difficulty walking, low energy, and having reduced strength are all signs of frailty. Yet its severity varies widely from person to person, and researchers aren't yet sure why.
This notion of frailty is becoming a very hot topic. There are some thoughts that there might be some genes that are in control of how someone ages or the rate at which one ages. There's some thought that markers of inflammation might be very important in understanding why someone might be weak versus another person.
With increased weakness comes poor balance and an increased chance of falls, both associated with bone fractures, diminishing independence, and even depression. To that end, Johnson's research focuses on nocturia.
Nocturia is about waking up from sleep at night to go to the bathroom. So falls are not unrelated to nighttime voiding. One of the big mysteries in nocturia research is that are people waking up the next day sleepy and not well rested, and for those reasons they're groggy and falling, or is it all this walking to the bathroom at night that makes them fall?
Johnson and his colleagues surveyed one group and found that a third of the people who were falling were doing so on their way to the bathroom, most often at night. However, strengthening programs, behavioral changes, and medication management can reduce nocturia and therefore falls. Johnson and his colleagues have several ongoing studies aimed at understanding how to prevent accidental falls in older populations. One study involves a gaming platform that is favored by children and young adults.
We're looking at the Nintendo Wii Fit Balance platform and seeing if some of the balance games that kids and younger adults are doing might have some relevance to older adults. We're enrolling subjects now. They have 3 visits, and we look at how they do on their games and whether or not they get better at the games and how that relates to measures of balance that we do.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.